Institutes for Donated Blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. Champaign City Council has voted to buy some of its own bonds in order to avoid paying skyrocketing interest rates. The city issued the bonds 4 years ago at a rate of below 4%, but the bonds carried a variable rate, and the growing credit crisis caused that rate to more than double. It's currently at 8%. And that's costing Champaign tax increment financing district funds thousands of extra dollars each month. City Finance Director Richard Schnoor says the city will use its cash management fund to acquire those bonds, so the city will be paying interest to itself. With the bonds off the market, Schnoor says they're free to lower the interest rate to around 3%.
Well, the city will actually save money because whereas currently the TIF is paying interest at the rate of 8%, the city is now investing money only at the rate of about 3%. And so it makes more sense for the cash management fund to be the lender and lend money to the TIF at 3%.
The $1.75 million in bonds were among those issued to pay for improvements to the Burnham Hospital site in order to attract a developer. The effort paid off, and an apartment complex is finishing construction at the site. Illinois' treasurer is accusing the governor of seeking political vengeance on him. Governor Blagojevich has used his veto power to try to change one of the treasurer's initiatives. Amanda Vinicky has more.
State Treasurer Alexi Junulius says firms often exploit individuals who have left old stocks, jewelry, or other property unclaimed. Junulius says most people don't realize they can collect abandoned property from his office for free. He says when private firms offer to help find lost property for what he says are outrageous prices, many people jump at the chance. Junulius helped pass a measure that caps how much those companies can charge. But rather than sign it into law, Governor Blagojevich added a requirement that the treasurer publish reports about the finder's fees online. Junulius, who often criticizes his fellow Democrat, says it came out of nowhere.
Without calling us, without reaching out to us, without telling us he was thinking about it. I mean, it's our bill. It's clear that we worked hard on it. And it appears as if he did it purely for political reasons, which I think is horrible.
A Blagojevich spokesman says the governor is trying to make government more transparent. Junulius says he'll seek an override. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
An Urbana hospital has officially filed an appeal with the state Supreme Court as it tries to regain its tax-exempt status. There's no decision yet on whether the high court will hear Provena Covenant Medical Center's appeal, which was filed a week ago. An appellate court ruled in favor of state and county tax officials who say Provena should be liable for property taxes because it hadn't met its obligation for charity care. At stake is more than $6 million in back taxes, which the county treasurer can bill Provena, according to a circuit judge's ruling. The Champaign School Board is expected to take a ratification vote next Monday on a new teacher's contract. Members of the teachers' union ratified the tentative agreement last night. John Nadler of the Illinois Federation of Teachers said no details of the contract would be released until both sides had voted on it, but news reports describe the contract as a three-year agreement with 4.5% raises for most teachers in each year of that contract. It would be retroactive to last July. Nadler says concern about the struggling economy was probably a factor in teachers' votes last night, as well as in the final stages of bargaining. The Urbana School Board finally has a restructuring plan for Urbana High School. A 5-2 vote last night marked the end of months of debate on how best to oversee the plan. The board decided to use a monitoring committee made up of school district administrators and education experts. School Board President Mark Netter says it would have been better to create a separate administrative post to oversee that restructuring plan, but he also says a monitoring committee could work too.
I think we're going to get there. It'll just take more time. But let's give the monitoring team a chance to do its work and see how it turns out.
The restructuring plan is a complete overhaul of a school that has a long history of not meeting No Child Left Behind standards to give it a better shot at making adequate yearly progress. The high school met those standards last year, but school officials still want to implement the plan. Superintendent Preston Williams says the school didn't wait for last night's vote to start applying some of those reforms. One of the new programs he points to was a one-on-one intervention program for at-risk students. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama is scheduled to make Indianapolis his first campaign stop today after his debate with Republican John McCain last night. Obama's campaign is setting up at the Indiana State Fairgrounds for a rally that begins at the noon hour. Other Indiana Democrats, including Senator Evan Bayh and gubernatorial candidate Jill Long Thompson, are expected there. Recent polls have shown a tight race or McCain with a slight lead in Indiana, where a Democrat hasn't won since 1964 in the presidential race. McCain last visited the state July 1st. Our next report is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 9:35. We go to the weather office now. Meteorologist Ed Kieser is with us. Hi, Ed.
Good morning.
We're expecting to see some sunshine. Any idea of when it's going to move over our way from the west?
Probably early afternoon. It's one of these situations where the progress is slowing down a little bit. I'm looking at an animated satellite review right now, and we may actually it's getting close. We'll probably get it before noon.
Right.
The concern I had is there's a curve to this. So in northern Illinois, it's going to take a lot longer for the clearing to take place. But in central